Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of using the Read Here Pro Daisy application to read Daisy books on your Macintosh, on your Mac, of course using VoiceOver. So let me first of all say that I've currently got my MacBook Pro turned on, VoiceOver's running, and as usual, let me start from a known spot on my Mac by doing Shift VOD, which is a VoiceOver command. Of course, the VO keys being the control and option keys held down together to go to my desktop. So that's Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D to go to my desktop, and I'll do that now.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
Now, I've previously downloaded and installed the Read Here Pro application. The trial runs for 30 days, and you can download the install package from GHLLC, and their web address is www.ghbraille.com. And once you download and install the Read Here Pro application, you can choose to use the demo for 30 days, so the trial. You can also register it, so then it becomes a commercial copy that you need to pay for, and of course then you can have the joy of listening to both Daisy audio or Daisy text books on your Mac. Okay, so to get to the Read Here Pro application, I need to get to my applications folder. So I'm going to do that with Shift Command A.
Applications, now in Applications window, List View Table.
Okay, now because I know that the application is called Read Here Pro, I'm just going to type in
Read Here Pro dot app application.
I'll jump straight down to it in my List View Table. And of course, I did my List View Table by pressing Command 2 in Finder to put it in List View for myself. If I didn't want to just type in the name of the application because I wasn't quite sure how to spell it, I could actually interact with the table with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow. Then I could do VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow to get down through the list to Read Here Pro. And then do now, as I'm going to do, Command O.
Open. Read Here Pro, now in Library, Window, Table, Row 1 of 9, Title, The Inner Planets, Opened, 5.
Okay, so I've landed on my library table, and by default, you always get a book when you install Read Here Pro, which is called The Inner Planets. Now, most of the Daisy books that I access are from the iAccess Online Vision Australia service that you need to be a member of to access their books. And I happen to know that by default, the Read Here Pro application doesn't actually look in my downloads folder / Vision Australia downloads folder to see what Daisy books I've got. So I'm actually going to add in my Vision Australia downloads folder to Read Here Pro so I can have it automatically checked for new Daisy books. So I'm going to bring up my preferences with Command comma.
Preferences, now in library window, add books to library when opened, checkbox.
Okay, add books to library when open, that's exactly what I want to do. Now if I do VO right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Scan folders for books, checkbox.
Okay, scan folder for books, indeed I do.
Table, no selection.
That's my table of my currently selected by default directories that it scans. Basically one's documents and one's shared, so I still want to add one. So VO right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Add folder to scan list button.
Okay, add folder to scan list, so VO spacebar, control option, spacebar.
Choose directories. List view table.
So I'm going to force it to look in my downloads folder at the moment. So I'm going to do Option Command L.
List 26 rows added, row 24 expanded.
Okay, and now I'm going to interact with that table at the moment with Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with list view table.
Okay, so I'm going to get down to my Vision Australia downloads folder. So I'm going to do VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
About accessible. Audio, display, let, display, 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 Dropbox 1. Google Group, i-x, install underline, Mac software folder, MacTubes under, Nuance PDF, Aliaria. Skim 1. Super Duper, Vision Australia downloads folder, collapsed.
Okay, that's the one I want to use, and of course, the default button is open, so I'm just going to press my enter key.
Now in, library, window, add folder to scan list button.
Okay, so now if I do VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Table, no selection.
Let's have a look at my table of my chosen directories to scan automatically now. So to get into the table, of course, it's Shift VO down, Shift Control Option down.
Interact with table, row 1 of 3, / users, / DAV 9, / documents, edit text.
Okay, that's in documents, so that's the default one.
/ users, / shared.
That's a default one again, it's a shared, and one more.
/ users, / DAV 9, / downloads, / Vision Australia downloads.
Okay, that's my Vision Australia downloads folder, which is great. So I'm going to close preferences now with Command W.
Close, now in, library, window. Table, row 1 of 10, title, The Inner Planets, opened, 5.
Okay, and if you're paying attention to the recording, it now says 10 books rather than 9. So let me interact with that table now with Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with table, row 1 of 10, selected, title, The Inner Planets.
Okay, and let's see if we can get down to the book that I know was in my Vision Australia downloads folder, of course, again, which was The Host by Stephanie Meyer. So VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Title, The Diamond Throne. Wrench here, quick tutorial, blank. Wrench here, quick tutorial.
Okay, sometimes it finds it twice because I've got Daisy books in different spots, i.e. shared documents and so on.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Immortal Blood.
Immortal Blood.
The Armies of Daylight. Sydney Morning Herald. The Host.
So there it is, there's The Host. Let's press the Enter key.
Now in The Host window, HTML content.
And that's now ready to rock and roll. So if I just press the space bar.
The Host by Stephanie Meyer, narrated by Annie Maynard.
You can start listening.
HTML content.
Daisy book.
This is a Daisy recording produced by the
spacebar again. Now I'm just going to show you how to change your navigation level, because you can actually use the keyboard to quickly jump to different sections using a Daisy navigation. So if I do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Toolbar.
There's our toolbar. Let's interact with the toolbar with Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with toolbar. 18 items. Previous button. Previous button.
Okay, there's a previous button which we don't really have to use.
Play button.
There's the play button.
Repeat button.
Repeat button. And again, I'm just using VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow to go through these options in the toolbar.
Next button. Sentence. Navigation pop-up button.
Okay, that's our navigation pop-up button. So it's currently set to sentence. But you can change it to header. So do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Menu 4 items, checkmark, sentence.
Okay, let's do VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
Page.
That's page.
Heading.
Heading. That's all we want. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Closing menu, heading, navigation, pop-up button.
Okay, let's be nice and tidy and just uninteract with the toolbar for the moment. We've Shift VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
And VO right arrow.
HTML content.
Back to the HTML element, which is what we're currently sitting on before. I'll just let you know that to change now to or navigate by heading, it's command and right or left arrow. So command right arrow moves forward or next. Command right arrow moves back or previous. And of course, if I had left it on sentence, that command left or right arrow would have moved us sentence by sentence, or page by page, or in our case, heading by heading now. So VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Headings. Selected tab, 1 of 4.
Now these tabs change a layout table that if I did VO right arrow a few times I could get to, which contains the elements for the headers and so on. So if I press spacebar now.
Information and library service, commencing on the 1st of October 2000.
Right, next.
About this Daisy book.
That's the next section.
Next.
The contents
next.
Are right, as follows.
Previous.
About this Daisy book.
So, command right arrow.
Next.
The contents are as follows.
Command right arrow.
Next.
Cover notes.
Going through section by section.
Next.
About the author.
Next.
Dedication. Poem.
Next. Next.
Prologue.
Next.
Chapter 1. Remembered. I knew it would begin with the end, and the end would look like
okay,
death to these
just
eyes.
Sit back and listen,
I had been warned.
Or you can press the space bar to stop reading the book. And if you want to get back to your library, what it's basically done is it's opened up a window. So we could switch to the other window, or we could just do Command W to close this current book window.
Close. Now in library window. The Host. Text.
Okay, so we're back to the table, and we're currently still interacting with that table. So if I do VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
Sydney Morning Herald, Friday 17 August 2012, first edition.
Okay, that's the Sydney Morning Herald that I downloaded last week. I could press enter and access another book, including my newspapers, the Sydney Morning Herald in that case. So let me just close down Read Here Pro.
Finder, applications window.
Close the applications window with Command W.
Close window now in desktop.
And we're back to my desktop. So that concludes this demonstration of reading DAISY audio books on your Mac using Read Here Pro. Of course, you can definitely use Read Here Pro not only to read DAISY audio, but DAISY text books as well. And of course, the DAISY text books, for example, that we could use here in Australia as of this recording, would be access to the Bookshare system or the newspapers, etc., from the iAccess Online Vision Australia service. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.